were reports to receive, orders to send, communiques to issue. He turned his back on the outside world, approached a crystal sphere on a pedestal at the heart of the chamber. The sphere was 4 feet in diameter. Channels wormholed through it to a hollow at the heart. Shimmers of light rippled over its surface. Snakes of light wriggled through the channels inside. Long Shadow rested withered hands on the sphere. Surface light absorbed them. His hands sank into the globe slowly, as though melting through ice. He grasped serpents of light, manipulated them. A port opened where the sphere rested on the pedestal, unsealing one channel. Darkness oozed in. It came reluctantly, compelled, fighting every inch. It hated the light as the Shadow Master hated darkness. It filled the heart of the sphere. Long Shadow spoke to it. The light on the sphere rippled, crept up his arms. The sphere vibrated. A sound weaker than a whisper came off it. Long Shadow listened. Then he sent the shadow away and summoned another. To the fourth such shadow, he said, "Take this message to Taglios. Create the agent." As the shadow oozed away, fleeing the light, the Shadow Master suddenly felt that he was no longer alone. Frightened, he tried to turn to look at the road from the plain. Nothing moved there. The shadow traps were holding. What then? Something inky, glossy, flashed through the nearest beam.
Huh?
No shadow that. A crow. A lot of crows. What were crows doing here? It was night. Crows didn't fly at night. It came then. There had been crows around Overlook for weeks, seldom behaving as crows should.
Hers!
He cursed, stamped angrily, childishly. She'd been watching all along. She knew everything. Fear fled before rage. He'd never had much self-control. He tried to yank his arms free, forgetting there should be no quick movement in this sphere. The crows seemed to laugh at him. Hell, they swarmed over the surrounding walls, cawing mockingly. He ripped a hand out of the sphere. Bloody sparks crackled between his fingers. There would be an end to those cackling devils. She wouldn't spy on him again. He hurled a bolt. A dozen crows exploded. Blood and feathers splattered the tower. The survivors cawed uproariously. Sense penetrated rage. Something was wrong. They wanted him to attack them. Diversion? The sphere! A gap remained where he'd freed his hand. The hole penetrated to the core. A darkness was slithering through already. He screamed. He clamped down on his fear, removed his other hand slowly. He closed the deadly gap carefully, but not before the shadow escaped. It darted through the doorway, out of the chamber, down into the bowels of Overlook, fleeing the light. There was a shadow loose in the fortress. Somewhere, a scream. The shadow was hunting. Long Shadow forced an icy calm. It was one lone shadow, small, controllable. Outside, the crows made merry. He stifled rage. They would not provoke him again.
"Your hour will come," he promised. "Fly to the bitch. Report your failure. I live. I still live."
Chapter 22. When the watchful eye lapses, those who are watched invariably send.